Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Wow, Captain John, I was going down the list of the partners, just some of the partners, of the World Economic Forum. It reads like the who's who of global corporations. It is staggering, absolutely staggering. Will you be covering some of this, who they are?
I don't want to do that because there's so much more I want to get into. We could probably have a whole show and not get to all the partners that the World Economic Forum has.
I wrote in small letters on a notebook page, and I ran out of room. It would take a full segment to read just this abbreviated list that I have. But bear in mind, big tech is on there, Facebook. Every company you can think of that you used to think had a great reputation, they're there. Please continue, Captain.
This is the team we're up against. You know, be like a junior high team. Going against an NFL squad, it's daunting. But like I say, I'm going to get into what I believe is our best way of at least slowing them down. But if you haven't read the Communist Manifesto and understand what communism is, you don't get a full grasp of things either. Under communism, you don't have private property. You own nothing. You don't even control your family unit. Atheism is not an option. And that's why China is an equal opportunity religious hater, because there is only one God, the state. Of course, the state is just a proxy for the God of this world. But the short way I can describe communism is slavery. But unlike the slavery that existed in the United States, where slaves were owned by, people, the private people, in communism, you're owned by the state. But who is the state? The state are the elites. You see it in communist countries all the time. The really rich people are the wealthy ones, and everybody else has to be in line, or you end up in jail or killed. Just like you can use Cuba as an example. Castro was very wealthy, but the rest of the country, it was not the utopia they profess it to be. So, boy, let me just talk about some of the notes I made from George Gammon's video. Basically, their propaganda is, you own nothing and will be happy. And there will be an artificial intelligence allocating resources. And this is key to this plan as well, because the communists say that one of the reasons that they failed in earlier attempts was that it wasn't worldwide. There were still, you know, stupid people like capitalists out there that wanted freedom and all of that. Well, here we're looking at the globalization, the ultimate communist utopia. And in communism, you have a centrally controlled economy. Well, if you have people doing that, you also have a problem because, you know, people are limited. Even the most brilliant people, we just talked about IQ, but people have to wait for information to be reported and have to assimilate it. And computers can do that much faster than people. So it's the AI that will allocate resources. We talked about the reduction and elimination of meat. Well, if you've heard what I've talked about with the carnivore diet and, you know, what humans ate before the catastrophe 12,000 years ago, you know, when we still had the megafauna out there, we ate, not only the meat, it's the fat, and that's a whole other topic that I won't have time for today. But that fat provided a lot of calories, which what gave us a bigger brain. The meat in animals, not just the muscle, but the organs, gave us basically everything that we need for our bodies. And trying to get that from plant sources alone is impossible. We've got, so if they implement, you know, no or low meat, that's going to dramatically affect health. You know, once you understand linoleic acid, which are these seed, you know, commonly called vegetable oils, that, you know, the pushing of that will just further degrade health as well. So, talked about elimination of Western values. Again, that means Christianity and freedom. And I see, we've talked about debt. We're going to reach $30 trillion in federal debt this year. We're already at $28 trillion. We hit that for the first time on March 1st, fluctuating around that point right now. World debt will soon be hitting $330 trillion. The United States' total debt, public and private, is over $80 trillion. And that's before we get into the unfunded liabilities. We talked about how Social Security and Medicare, using the congressional budget model, that which is what Professor Kotlikoff uses, is over $200 trillion. So just the United States, to ride itself, would need over $300 trillion, which is like $1 million for every man, woman, and child in the country. That is an impossible amount to reach. So I believe they're going to offer a trade-off. I think the question is going to be, do they do it heavy-handedly, you know, confiscate things and, you know, then you get the crumbs back, or do they come in like our saviors? We'll take care of you. You'll get your food and housing and all of this. You just have to give us your property, and we'll call it even. And it doesn't matter what you attempt to do. You can't opt out of that system. It doesn't matter if you have a homestead with no mortgage, because they're going to assess taxes on you. And there's only two or three countries in the world that you can even escape property taxes. So if they do, you know, it doesn't matter which tax route they use, whether it's an income tax, wealth tax, property tax, one way or another, they will extract that property from you. You think, you know, well, I'll load up on gold and silver, I'll have some stuffed in a vault offshore where the government, U.S. government can't get to it. Well, when you're into digital SDRs as the primary form of currency, then how are you going to trade that gold and silver for anything that you really need? Because, number one, you own nothing. It's a bleak communist future they have planned for us. The other video I talked about from George Gannon, IMF International Monetary Fund plan to replace Bitcoin, gold, and dollar with a digital SDR. And they still can't find a way to totally get rid of paper, because when you have a disaster that takes down the power and or the internet, just like we had here in Texas recently, those digital forms of currency don't work. You need to have paper to back it up with. But we've already practically replaced cash. Very little cash is used in real life. Even checks are not used very much. Everything's going through ACHs, debit, and credit cards. And what they're wanting to do with the digital SDR is to blockchain that technology so they know every transaction that that unit of currency has gone through. So you cannot hide anything you do. You want to buy some ammunition? Well, that prohibited transaction would be recorded. I wish there were a way around this when the crash happens, which would then, where they go for the Great Reset, is that life is so miserable. You can go back and look at the Great Depression, the hunger, the joblessness, the homelessness is going to be epidemic, to use the viral word for it. And they, one of the options is come in as our rescuers. We will take care of you and, get the education and IQ level of the public. I don't see a lot standing in their way. And I'll let you comment on that. And when we get back from the break, I'll talk about how we can throw a monkey wrench in this.
Captain John Reagan, I was thinking as you were saying this about some of the people who live here, the farmers in the village. And I have a feeling if they were presented with the option of you can starve, you can go it alone, the way you guys used to do it, versus we'll help you, we'll feed you, but you turn over your property. I have a feeling there would be a line to sign up to turn over the property. I'm not kidding.
No, it's just like with in your internal combustion cars. I don't think they're going to make those illegal. They'll just make it where you cannot afford to drive it because the gasoline would be too expensive.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm looking at the grid, and frankly, there's no way right now or in the foreseeable future, as I see it, where we are going to be able to charge all of these vehicles. They require up to, the basic charger is 60 kilowatts.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Captain John Reagan, I just did a quick calculation. Our solar system, if it's running in a bright sunny day, can generate about 6 kilowatts of electricity per hour. And that would be $14 worth of electricity, $14.40 worth of electricity per day. I'm sorry, per hour. Excuse me. Per day, $14 worth of electricity per day. Now, that times 30 days would give us an electric bill of $432, which is huge. So that's 6 kilowatts per hour. Now, to charge an electric car at one of those fast chargers, if you pulled up to the equivalent of a gas station and got your car charged halfway within a half an hour, you would be using between 50 and 150 kilowatts to do that. It's an enormous, enormous amount of electricity. So much that our grid can't sustain it. So when you talk about electric cars and, well, what you mentioned was we wouldn't be able to afford to run our cars. We will be controlled. There's no question about it. And if we are forced to have these limited range, 100-mile, range vehicles, we're going to be trapped. And there are stupid people who are saying this is great. Electric cars are great. They haven't thought it through, Captain John Reagan. And just
they've thought it through. Remember, you own nothing. You won't even own one of those electric cars.
No, I don't mean.
Request use of a car from the AI.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm in agreement. What I mean is, when I say they haven't thought it through, I'm talking about the people who want to buy these stupid electric cars. They have not thought it through. The manufacturers, the governments, the corporations, yes, they've thought it through. But the villagers are clueless. The 88 IQ people, they're clueless.
And talking about the grid, I saw a news report shortly after I was on last time, and they reported that the Texas grid was 4 minutes and 37 seconds away from crashing. And some of the details I saw on that is they noticed that the grid was going below 60 hertz, and I guess just a quick primer on electricity. You know, in the United States, we use alternating current at 60 cycles. In Europe, they use 50 cycles per second. And the grid being geared towards 60 cycles, when it gets out of that range, it can start damaging transmission and production equipment. So that's why they had no choice but to shut things down, because if they didn't, the grid would have been so damaged, we would have been out of power for months, which is something that we've talked about. What happens if we have a CME or EMP that takes down the grid? It's not pretty. Within a couple of months, you've got like a 99% reduction in population. There's no water. There's no food deliveries. People don't know how to do that stuff. And unless you are already living like the Amish, you would not even stand a chance of surviving a grid down situation. Have a nice day.
Let me just put an exclamation point on this. As you mentioned, 60 cycles per second, also known as 60 hertz, is the frequency at which the electricity, the current, reverses in the distribution system, in your walls, in the power lines. 60 cycles per second is the North American standard. All AC motors operate on 60 cycle, the 60 cycle reference point. That means refrigeration. That means your freezer. That means every transformer, every power supply, everything that has motion probably is referencing 60 cycles per second. Plus or minus one cycle per second would probably be okay. More than that, it's a huge problem, absolute huge problem. And motors will melt down, pumps will melt down, well, water pumps will melt down, the system will collapse, just as you said. Yeah, that's my reasoned opinion on what would really happen should the 60 cycle standard not be maintained. And there was a clock, General Electric, I believe, was the manufacturer of these clocks. And this is back in the 60s, and they had a second hand that would move. And the clock motor was called Telcron or Techron, one of those two. I think it's Telcron. And it referenced the 60 cycles of the AC power line. You'd have a kitchen clock.
You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken 3 ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities. One of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month, 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas this weekend before dropping down to Phoenix, Arizona next weekend. Driver Austin Dillon tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. It's always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character over the last couple years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and you saw Kurt Busch be able to win in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford Mustang tells us his thoughts on the LVMS.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver's going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
NASCAR has racing all weekend in Las Vegas. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox Television. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
hot.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Captain John, I mentioned that the Telchron clock, and it's spelled T-E-L-E-C-H-R-O-N. And the little electric motor was manufactured by General Electric, Thomas Edison, Thomas Alva Edison's company, General Electric. And that little clock motor used very little current, maybe a quarter of a watt, but it was dependent on the 60-cycle reference point. And it was so accurate that you could have one of these wall clocks or tabletop top clocks plugged into an AC outlet, because the reference point of 60 cycles was so accurate that it would maintain time and you wouldn't have to reset it for like a whole year. And it'd only be off maybe a couple seconds in a year. That's how accurately the 60 cycle reference point of the AC power grid is. It is also so accurate that my old AR, Acoustic Research, turntable model XA from the 60s uses the same Telcron motor to drive the turntable. And it was so stable and so accurate that all I had to do was use this particular motor and the speed of the 33 RPM platter for record playing, vinyl records, was quite accurate. So that just puts a couple exclamation points on what you were saying about the 60 cycle reference point of the AC power grid and how fragile it is when that becomes plus or minus a little bit from 60 cycles, and how the whole grid could collapse and melt down from being off the 60 cycle reference point. Please continue.
Okay, so what can we do about the Great Reset? Obviously, there's nothing we can do about what's going to happen financially. That's already been written in stone for years. You know, I first found out about how bad the unfunded liabilities were in 2007, and at that point, it was already impossible to take care of. And if you haven't heard me before, that $200 trillion for Social Security and Medicare that we would need right now invested earning interest, that's more than twice all the money in the world. So the one chance I see that we have, and this relies on, is getting scientific information out. And we've learned over the last year that if your science doesn't agree with our lords and masters, you can get censored. But right now, the science is still available freely, although it's not widely disseminated. And one of the big deals here is that they're demanding that we control carbon dioxide, which most of our energy is based on carbon sources. So that's how they would control all aspects of your life. And if it's not carbon dioxide, they lose a big, big piece of, the gun held to your head on these issues. And the way to do that, and I've recommended, the Suspicious Observers YouTube channel, subscribe to that channel. Watch the daily news segments. They're fairly short. Usually within about 5 minutes, you get the news. You can stop watching when they put up the wind maps and shots of the star at the end of it. Several times weekly, if not daily, he will have studies that we can use to document what's going on. And that needs to be passed along to, people that have reach in the blogosphere, and try to reach at least your, Republican critters out there. I think that all Democrats are a lost cause at this point. I wouldn't bet on getting Republicans to do things. So it's up to getting the scientific information out to the populace, and we'll talk about what a challenge that's going to be given, IQ. But for 40 years, they've been pushing that it's carbon dioxide that's causing the climate to change. And when you look at climate models, you have parts of the models that are nature and part man-made. So when they think they've accounted for all of nature, then it has to be on the man-made side, and they've assigned that to carbon dioxide. Well, up until CMIPCX, and I guess I should define terms, the IPCC is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. CMIPCX, now CMIP is coupled model in intercomparison project, phase six. So that's the standard. But until that standard is finalized, which the final report's due out next year, researchers can choose to ignore what's new in solar forcing, because before this, the only thing included was solar irradiance, sunlight, which varies slightly over the 11-year solar cycle. When you start including these other things, the solar particles, the cosmic rays, it dramatically changes the picture. And when you watch the suspicious observers, he'll tell you, every paper that he's read that uses the solar forcing model contained in CMIP-6 concludes it's not humans, but the sun that is driving the change. Now, CO2, climate change has become a religion, a belief system. That's going to be very difficult to counter. But the more we hammer getting that information out, the better chance we have getting through. And if we're successful in that, then they're going to have to find a different way of controlling us. It has to be purely financial, which in real life there's ways around that. But you can't get around using energy. And if we can eliminate that threat of making carbon-based fuels so expensive that you can't afford to live, that will at least buy us some time. Vincent?
I've been looking at inflation, Captain John Reagan, and prices of really good quality things keeps going up. Prices of things we don't need, are holding steady. Do you think the average guy, the average gal, the average villager is going to be able to survive through this? Or do you think that they're not going to make it in general terms?
Well, it's like I say, we can use the Great Depression as a guide. I wish I could have a discussion with my mother now. I understand part of what she was talking about when she ended up living on a farm, because back then, most people still had family members that had farms, because my mother was in the city, Kansas City specifically, and they ended up on a farm in Kansas with some relatives. And that's how people survived back then. Today, almost nobody has relatives on a farm, and those that do have farms are factory farms. So it's going to be very, very difficult. If we had churches along the lines of what was talked about in Acts, it wouldn't be an issue. We'd be in great shape. But all we have now are, entertainment centers. So I'm seeing some very, very dark times ahead. I've brought up the research, which is now a couple of years old, that it takes 53 weeks of income to pay for 52 weeks of expenses. We are in that doom cycle already. We can't escape it. It's going to get worse, and we have to go through it. And it's not a pretty picture. People are not going to want to believe it. And, obviously they will believe it once it happens, but by then there's absolutely nothing you can do to prepare.
So yesterday, I was stuck on the side of the road. I took my brand new truck out. I was picking up some farm materials, and it was about over 100-mile round trip. It's part of the things a bunch of things I had to do yesterday. That was one of them. And my brand new truck is a 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck with a V6 engine and a 5-speed manual transmission. And the manual transmission has a clutch. The clutch has a throw-out bearing or a release bearing. It's hydraulically operated, so when you step on the clutch pedal, you're pressing a hydraulic cylinder, kind of like a brake master cylinder. It pushes hydraulic fluid through a hydraulic slave release bearing. And the connection broke where these two hoses joined together. It's made from the factory that way, and it broke while I was driving it. So I was stuck in fourth gear, and I could not shift in or out of the gear. and I was on a 65-mile-an-hour highway. I was, you know, accelerating onto that highway. I went first, second, third, fourth gear. I didn't make it to fifth gear. And I stepped on the clutch, put in fourth gear, and bang, the clutch system failed. So I had to time a couple traffic lights, and I finally got off the road to a safe parking lot. And I noticed something really interesting. While my son and I were trying to repair this for a couple hours in a parking lot where there was a dollar store and another business, a lot of traffic coming in, hood was up, not one person said, "Yin's okay? Need any help? Got enough tools? Want me to make a call for you? You all okay?" Not one person. I'm sure there were 100 people that drove by us, and they had to drive around us, and they had to get out of the car. They had to see us. That's the status of things. People are not helpful. They're not courteous. They're not kind. That's where we are today. It's disgusting. It's not the United States of America that I remember from the 1950s and the 1960s. People don't look at each other. People don't talk to each other. The Chinese communists have destroyed this country so far with the coronavirus and ensuing panic. The government doesn't know what to do. My stimulus check hasn't arrived. Mrs. Finelli's hasn't arrived. Our children's haven't arrived. Other people get them. We don't. And I want it. I want it because, not that I want it in the beginning, but because everybody else got it, it's the only fair thing to do. As we destroy the economy with inflation through this printing, we need to be equal with everybody else. I hate it. I absolutely hate what's going on. I don't see the farming village getting together and rising up. I don't understand why people are more angry than they are. People are broke. The Missouri unemployment is like three times higher than the next closest state in the union. We are in trouble here in Missouri, and I just can't get over how the fact that the rioting hasn't started in earnest yet. Not that I want it to, but I just don't understand how people are hanging on. I guess it's that 88 IQ that they've got. Captain John, I'd love to hear your comments when we come back about how people have just ignored each other. They don't help each other anymore. And they're just lazy. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the hydraulic system that operates the clutch broke, and it's a Chinese part. Of course it's a Chinese part. Just about all the replacement parts that you get for your American or other country of origin vehicle, there's going to be a Chinese replacement part. We don't make parts anymore. So what happened is this hydraulic hose came apart. It came apart. We installed it properly. It just came apart. And so what do? Well, in order to repair it, we have to take the transmission out again to put in another substandard Chinese manufactured part. John Reagan, do you have any comments about how we are in this trap where American corporations have decided that the Chinese can make it cheaper and they can make a higher profit and sell us substandard junk that we can't live with because the parts keep breaking? Do you have any comments?
I think we've discussed that a lot on other shows. I want to try and get in these last few minutes, but I can, on the health issues.
Okay.
Briefly talk about, I've got a link there, B1 deficiency found throughout the food chain, not just humans. This affects things like the immune system, fertility, and impairing memory and other neurobehavioral deficits. So I encourage you to read that. Linoleic acid, omega-6, 90% of the omega-6 is out there in that form. It's not something you can quickly get rid of out of the body. It gets incorporated into your cell membranes. It takes 600 to 680 days to get half of it out. That's 20 to 23 months. So to get 75% of it out takes 40 to 45 months. To get 88% of it out takes 60 to 68 months, over 5 years to not even get 90% of it out of your system. And what are the issues that we have? Dr. Kanobi does a great timeline. He shows food introductions and how it started affecting health. 1822 was sugar. 1866 is cottonseed oil, which is where the seed oils, the vegetable oils, these linoleic acids were started to be introduced. And then after the turn of the century, they started ramping up quite a bit. 1880, refined wheat flour. Of course, they didn't have glyphosate back then. 1911, trans fat with the introduction of the Crisco. Fortunately, trans fat is being reduced in the system. Well, back in 1900, 99% of added fat was animal fat. In 2005, 86% of added fat was in the form of vegetable oils, to the point that now in 2016, 88% are metabolically unhealthy. It's probably higher than that now. And if you're over 60, which I'm raising my hand on that, only 2% are metabolically healthy, so 98%. And again, those are old numbers. What's causing this? It's how these oils get absorbed and destroy how your system works, the mitochondria. Prior to 1912, there's no heart disease. 1912 is the first case of a heart attack. Now that's almost a third of deaths. Cancer in 1811, one out of 188. 1900 is one in 17. 2010, one out of three, probably worse now. Type 2 diabetes in 1935 is 0.37%. 1960, 0.91%, less than 1%. 2015, 9.4%. We're probably over 10% now. And, of course, insulin resistance happens, a good 10 to 20 years before that. So it's not good. Obesity, 19th century, 1.2%. 1960, 13%. 2015, almost 40%. And had a nice chart on Japan showing how calories went down, carb consumption went dramatically down. Saturated fat was pretty much equal. The only thing that went up was the polyunsaturated fat, and that's where health in Japan started going down. I highly encourage you to at least watch that 39-minute video. And if you still want to consume this horrible toxin, keep in mind it's bad for you. It's even worse for your health than cigarettes. One large order of French fries has as much of the toxin as 83 cigarettes. So this stuff is even worse than smoking for you. In fact, you talked about how there's women in China getting lung cancer that don't smoke, but they're frying up foods in this polyunsaturated oil. So please, 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 since I can't get to everything that's in there, please watch Knobi's video, the link in today's resources, and decide how you want to live your life going forward for your best health.
Captain John, let me see if I've got this right. So some young person French frying at one of these fast food joints is breathing in the fumes of these oils, and that's killing them. Is that correct?
It's not doing their health any good.
Okay. Captain John Reagan, I'm looking forward to our next broadcast. Just let me know when that can be.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.